Well, good morning to you and Merry Christmas. We're only a few days away from celebrating Christmas, December the 25th. I want to encourage you to come tomorrow and join us for our Christmas Eve celebration, our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the Fairfax First Baptist Church, 5 o'clock, and we will observe the Lord's Supper. It will be a silent Lord's Supper. Families will come and serve themselves, and it will be just a wonderful experience as it has been each and every year. So join us, friend, your family and friends at 5 o'clock at the Fairfax First Baptist Church. And thank you so much again for tuning in to this broadcast on Big Dog Radio these 3.5 years. As many of you know by now, this will be today our final broadcast of Faith Matters. We're moving out of the area. The Lord has called me to another field of service in the Ohio area. We'll be moving out of here and going to Dayton, Ohio, where I had served as pastor, actually my first pastorate, 10 years in the Dayton area. Well, we're going to be south of Dayton, between Dayton, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio. And God is leading us up there, even though it's in the middle of the winter, and I'm not looking forward to the snow or the ice. I've lived there before for 12 years and promised the Lord when I got away from there, when I was going to the warmer weather, I wouldn't come back. But you never say never with God. You never know what He has in store for you. So He apparently has been speaking to my heart and ministry up there, and we've matched up, and the Lord's leading my wife and I to move back to Ohio. So thank you for your prayer support. We appreciate Fairfax First Baptist and pastoring that church for 4.5 years, and Beach Branch Baptist Church. It's been an absolute joy and delight. We love you guys, those of you who are out there listening that are part of those congregations. Thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of shepherding you these 4.5 years. I have a lot of passion in serving you. I've not been a perfect pastor. There are no perfect pastors, no perfect people. But I know I have passionately done my very best to declare unto you the whole counsel of God and preach the Word of God. And I thank you for listening and attending our churches these 4.5 years. And my prayer will be with you, with both congregations, and for the community of Allendale County here in South Carolina. We will continue to remember you. And also remember Big Dog Radio, and pray for Carl and Rick and the whole team there. Thank you again for allowing me to be part of this community. Well, I want to again wish you a Merry Christmas. Since this is our final broadcast, I want to close out by again encouraging you to think about these matters of faith, not in your head, but in your heart. And when it comes to the message of Christmas, well, friend, what can we say? You need, and I need, to have a faith connection with God, not just know the stories about Jesus and believe that He came into this world as a little baby, God in flesh, and then went to a cross, but that we would know not just head knowledge about Jesus and the history of Jesus, but as John writes in 1 John, that you and I need to experience, handle through the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. So it's important that when you celebrate Christmas, you have a personal knowledge of who Jesus is. Have a personal encounter with Him, a personal experience. Many of you have heard my testimony on Big Dog Radio, on this broadcast of Faith Matters. I was saved when I was 18 years of age. I knew a little, very little, about Jesus in my head, but I had never had a faith connection in my heart to Him. Not until at the age of 18, when I surrendered and submitted my life to God and invited Jesus Christ, when I called upon Him with my heart and sincerely meant every word of it, to be my Lord and Savior and to forgive me of my sins. Not until that happened did I know the true meaning of Christmas and the value of Christmas. Many of you listening to this broadcast, many of you have a faith connection to God. You know the true meaning of Christmas as you get ready in a couple of days to celebrate the birth of Jesus and say happy birthday to Jesus. But there are some of you who are listening, you know about Jesus, but you don't really know Him personally. John said that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and listen, our hands have handled concerning him, the word of life, the life was made manifest. His main point is that one thing must be clear to us, that the word of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, can be known and experienced by people. You see, friend, the word of life that John was describing was that baby Jesus come into the world, God in flesh. Jesus Christ came to proclaim the gospel, to change our lives, and if you will place your faith in him with your heart, the Bible says if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And see, friend, if you don't know him personally, if you've not handled him through the Spirit, in other words, if you have not had that heart connection, you don't really know him. Therefore, you only know about him. John said, we've heard, we've seen with our eyes. It's made impact. And by the way, when he said we've seen him with our eyes, he's talking about to gaze upon intently into the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, Jesus isn't here. Well, friend, he is here. His body, his presence is in heaven, but through his Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I'm going to send the Paraclete. I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Really, everything about me will be personified in the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And he will teach you, he will reveal to you who I am. And so the Holy Spirit has come into this world to convince us of our need to be saved, of the fact that we have sinned, and one day God is going to judge the world. The thing is, God wants you to experience a faith connection with him, seen with our eyes. We've had a spiritual vision, and the Holy Spirit enables you, friend, to see who Jesus is. So the Holy Spirit is the exact representation of Jesus. Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. Three in one, God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you can handle Jesus. You can see him with your eyes through the Holy Spirit. But you've got to want to look upon him and gaze into the life of the Lord Jesus Christ through his word and through his Spirit. And if you will search him, the Bible says, if you will seek him with all your heart, you will find him. And I hope and pray that this Christmas you will find the Lord Jesus Christ and that you will proclaim as John did and say, we have seen and we bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested or shown to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim it to you. Well, friend, let me say, I have, through the Holy Spirit, been able to see and handle and hear the Lord Jesus Christ, not audibly. I've not seen him physically, but through spiritual eyes, I've come to know him personally. And these 3.5 years, what we've tried to do is proclaim on Faith Matters the gospel truth. Just as John said, we declare him to you. That's what I've been trying to do through Faith Matters, is to declare the Lord Jesus Christ, to proclaim him so that you will know him personally, not in your head about him, but in your heart. And if you'll get to know him in your heart, dear friend, I promise you he will be a friend that will stick closer than a brother, and he will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. Well, thank you again for listening these 3.5 years to Faith Matters. We will continue to pray for this area and pray for the future of this area. And I pray that the Big Dog Radio will see its way clear to be able to have another broadcast, some other preacher be able to come on and share matters of faith that are critical to every community. Merry Christmas to you, and remember always from this radio broadcast, keep the faith, because faith always matters. Merry Christmas.